Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday afternoon, evening. Listen, either there it goes. I'm thinking it's still daytime. I got savings time. I'm still behind y'all. Anyway, this is Chris INTN Worldwide Radio on a Wednesday night, and tonight we're going to talk about why are people afraid of success. This is the third part of an ongoing series. I promised that I would continue to do this particular one because so many people have an interest in the subject matter. What's the subject matter? Well, for example, in today's world, today's society, most people do not like to take risks. They say they do, but they don't. And everybody always talks about going to Vegas and going to Atlantic City, but what about just simple things and not taking a risk or taking a risk? And what's the benefit of never, ever, ever trying to do something based on the possibility of not achieving whatever that goal is? It could be small. It could be trying something new. Let's just say trying something new. I'm trying to think of a good example off the top of my head right now. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 646-652-4479, or go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide Radio. Tell people we're live on the air right now. For instance, okay, let's say getting a job, okay, any kind of job, whatever job that you say you want to get. There's people out there who want to apply for a job because of the risk of them not getting it. Now, they need to get paid. Isn't that kind of silly? If people want to get into a sports franchise, don't you know you have to do a lot to get to that point to where someone might draft you? But for the fear of not doing it, a lot of people won't. You see, at the same time, there's people who won't do something because they're afraid to succeed. And why would you say that? There's people out there who have the opportunity to do things, and they don't do it because maybe they're afraid of the responsibility. Maybe they're afraid of the fanfare that might come along with it. Okay, don't you see all these TV shows, these reality shows and things of that nature, where people become famous and they can't handle it? That's valid, isn't it? But is it so valid to the point to where people don't even try? And that's what I want to talk about tonight. What is it out there that you might be holding back from because you're afraid of what might happen if you're right? If everything you've ever believed in came true, what would happen next? Call into the show, 646-652-4479. Hopefully everyone can hear me. There's some people who definitely will be calling in tonight, but I do want to go ahead and do this. Last Saturday, I was actually in Chattanooga, Tennessee, because somebody who did have a dream, did have a goal, starting her own company, came true. Her name is Vegeta Giddens. I used to work with her a few years ago as a model, and she decided that she wanted to do her own thing. And in February, she started putting things together to put her own company into motion. And last Saturday, it came true. Had a great, great, great first event. She had a casting for a TV commercial. She had people attend. We interviewed people. We even had someone sing for us that night. Okay? So, you know, when you really think about it and you have a goal and you have a reason why to accomplish a goal, like in her case, she has her daughter. She wants to be able to provide for her daughter for a long time. You know, when you're motivated properly, anything is possible. Okay, so if you didn't get to go to the audition and didn't know anything about it, this is what you do. You go to www.MajidaModelsAndTalent.com. Okay, and you get all the information there, all her personal contact information. And I do have to do a little bit of a shout out because at that event we had someone who did video for us, so we have video representation of the event. His name is DJ, and he did a great job. He even took some pictures for us as well, and those will be coming up on the website and as well as my website. I'm going to do an article about the whole event at my website, which is, of course, www.imtmworldwide.com, okay, and the Facebooks and Twitters and everything. But DJ's website is djmediaanddesigns.com, www.djmediaanddesigns, and that's designs with a Z on the end of it, .com. And his number is 1-800-831-2401. He primarily works out of the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, but I'm sure he could probably do some work in Atlanta as well. So definitely give him a shout out. All right, so back to my subject matter. As I wait for my first few guests to get ready to call in, why would you be afraid of success? And I'll use Majida as an example since I'm talking about her a little bit. She was really not truthful about her goals. She would never have gotten started. But then at the same time, I remember her saying certain things in regards to what ifs. You know, what if a lot of people start calling her? What if a lot of people start asking her this and then asking her that? You know, that could have overwhelmed her to the point where she might have made a decision not to do it. Right? Just because. And she would never know what the possibilities are. She would never know she ever got called to cast for a major motion picture or someone that she helped get started might get included in something, you know, if she never started. Right? Again, that's with anything. This subject is applicable to anything. You want to be a cook. You want to be an architect. You know, you want to be a plumber, painter, skateboarder, I don't really care. is the threat being major successful, the threat of making money? You know, some people don't start their own business. I had someone tell me today, point blank, that he wouldn't want to start his own business, and this in particular, the direct marketing sales industry, because he wants something that's for sure. And I was like, well, who's going to be more for sure than yourself? You know, because there's nothing in corporate America that's sure. I'm a testament to that. As much money as I made for certain companies out there and they still found a way to not have me working anymore, that's not for sure. How can you get fired and you're making someone $1 million a year? Does that make any sense? I don't think it does. You know what I'm saying? Why are you afraid to do things on your own and be fully confident in your skills and abilities? Rather than being dependent on someone else who's always trying to find a way to get rid of you and find somebody who will do a job for less money. You see what I'm saying? You can't be afraid to do something else that can be successful, because until you try, you don't know if you're going to fail, right? Unless you have a time machine. Do you have a time machine that I don't know about? You need to give it to me. Okay. So I want to know, what do you think? Hopefully you're thinking about it, listening in. Again, don't be afraid to not call in either. 646-652-4479 is the number you can call in. If you're listening, I do appreciate it. We have people from all over there that listen to the show. And also be reminded that for people who might miss the show is archived, so you can listen to the show after the fact. So, you know, if this subject matter is of interest to you, like I said, you can send it to people, especially if you call in, you can hear yourself on the air, like that kind of thing, of course. So definitely take advantage. Again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, and you'll be able to hear the show. Right now I am waiting for a couple of my callers to buzz in. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick little break. And again, for my guests that I've already talked to, you know, go ahead and call in on those times where I mentioned before. It looks like my first guest might not make it in. I do know she had a long day. So if all my other guests, if you're listening, go ahead and start calling in a little bit early. That'll help me out a little bit. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break as I get ready to set up my first guest. Again, subject matter tonight, why are people afraid of success? What do you think? Why are people scared? Because they're not scared of failing. People fail every day, right? So it can't be that. And actually, what we're going to do is, before I go on my first break, I'm actually going to go ahead and take my first caller. Let me look at my list and check and see. 455, okay. Bear with me. Oh, this is I'm trying to figure out who this is. We're going to go ahead and take this caller and see who I'm talking to here.
Hello, Chris, it's Troy.
Hey, Troy, how are you doing?
Not too bad, man. How are you doing?
Can't complain. I'm trying to get my show, getting into the role of it tonight. Since the last show I did, it's been a while, but, you know, getting back into it again.
Well, you've had a couple things going on between now and then.
Oh, this is true. And actually, everyone, this is Troy of Fifth Gear Productions. He has a production company in Southwest Florida area that kind of covers, you know, Cape Coral, Naples, Fort Myers area. He's doing a lot. And actually, if you want to take a minute or two, Troy, go ahead and tell people what you're doing.
Oh, we're pretty excited about a new project we're starting. In cooperation with Fifth Gear Media, we're launching another branch of Fifth Gear Productions and a little thing called SFI TV, which is Southwest Florida's infotainment network. We're launching an entire online arts and entertainment channel with original programming meant to promote and include all the Southwest Florida talent, Southwest Florida businesses, giving them a different edge, a different voice, from infomercials to original programming to shows to fun, you know, the way to get people to watch. It'll be short, it'll be quick, it'll be informational, but it'll also be funny. We want to have funny commercials promoting the local actors, local artists, local business people, all there. So it's going to be an online channel. We're going to start small and kind of build from there, but we're excited about giving people a cost-effective, innovative outlet for a video-based business, you know, outlet, but something alternative to, you know, your big media and giving them something that's probably a little bit closer to home and easier to afford and easier access.
Wow, that's going to be awesome because you're definitely talking about a whole segment there of potential usage as far as talent, you know, as far as people wanting to do something and then, you know, businesses being able to put themselves out there locally. So that's a really good idea there. To the subject, what is, you have about a minute, 30 seconds, what do you think is one reason why people might not go after a goal or a dream or an aspiration based on being afraid of success, Troy?
I think the biggest reason is people, they listen to everybody else in their life. So many people, there's a reason why some people make it and some people don't. If you step above the crowd, it's because you listen to all the people who are going to give you every reason not to do it. And I think if you listen to people that have made it and listen to them follow their example, you're good. But it's the people around you that are going to be there, stuck in the same position when you move on. Those are the people that are going to hold you back.
Yeah. And to that point, it's one of those things where eventually you have to listen to your gut. You know, you have to, you know, push yourself past like those people who will hold you back because they don't care about anything. They're not ever going anywhere and they're going to stay in the same place forever. And you just have to find out for yourself whether or not you can do it because what's the worst that can happen? You do nothing. I posted that earlier. What's the worst that can happen? Nothing. You know,
I mean, if you fail, you get back up. I mean, we've all failed in putting these things together. The worst thing you can do when you get older in life is to ask the questions, what if, or why didn't I? I mean, nobody wants to live with regret.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate those thoughts, Troy, and hopefully the audience who's listening in. Like I said, this is a business owner that has been creating things on his own for a long time, and now he's about to endeavor into a new project. And if you are in that Southwest Florida area, you know, this is an opportunity, again, for you to maybe do something that you think you might want to do. And you can be participatory. So, and I'm actually going to be talking about one of those people in a few minutes. So I'm excited because we're actually, myself and Troy, are going to be collaborating on some things. So be looking out for that. So, Troy, again, thank you for calling in. I'm actually going to go ahead and go to the next caller, but definitely thank you again, and definitely call into the next show, okay?
Anytime, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Again, folks, that was Troy of Fifth Gear Productions, and it looks like my next caller actually was there, and she just dropped her call, so hopefully she'll call back. I'm not going to take a break because I want to make sure that I do get to talk to everybody who does call in tonight. So, again, 646-652-4479 is the number. Call in. The subject matter tonight is why are people afraid of success, and it looks like she just called back in. I'm going to go ahead and introduce my next guest. She's actually based there in the Southwest Florida area as well, Cape Coral, Fort Myers area. Her name is Jason Lee LeBron. Let's get her on the line. Hey, good evening, Jason Lee. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. And yourself, Chris? How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. I was glad you called back because I was just about to pick up and then you disappeared. I was like,
they kind of hung up on me. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it gets kind of fidgety sometimes, but let's do this. Go ahead and introduce the audience to who you are and what you do, Jason Lee.
Well, my name is Jason Lee LeBron. I am 26 years old. I am currently located in Cape Coral, Florida. I am basically an upcoming model. I'm just trying to live my dream, get heard, get seen, and basically be on the runway.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and kind of give the audience a little bit of a taste of what's coming. Jason Lee, if you – I shouldn't say that. What I'm going to say is the person you just heard before, Troy, of Fifth Gear Productions and myself, I'm going to be working with him on putting together something especially for Jason Lee. It's going to be like a mini movie, and it's going to be starring her. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Because you have to watch for it. Okay. Now, in the meantime, Jason Lee, what is your opinion on our subject tonight? Why do you think people are afraid of being successful?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons why one could be afraid of success, but I was kind of thinking, you know, about the topic because it's a real interesting topic, and I've come up with just three reasons why
okay.
I believe that people are afraid of success. I believe people are afraid of success, first off and foremost, because they're not as confident as themselves as, you know, the way people view them. People might view you as, oh, my God, you know, you could do it. But when you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't see that in yourself. You're not confident within yourself. That's first.
Mm-hmm.
I think also they're afraid of the unknown. They're afraid of rejection. They don't know basically what's going to be on the other side of the fence. You know, they always say the grass is greener on the other side, but not every time the grass will be green on the other side. And that's where I think people are iffy because they don't know what's going to be on the other side of the fence. So they walk on eggshells and they're scared and they give, but they take a little. And I believe that it's fear of the unknown and also fear of the outcome. They don't know how it's going to end. But what if this? But what if that happens? But what if they don't like me? But what if I don't look good? Oh, well, you know, like what if you do make it? What if they do like you? I feel like that's what everybody should, you know, have in their heart and in their mind.
Well, you brought up some really good points, Tracy Lee, but this last one you mentioned in regards to the what ifs, and Troy actually alluded to it a little bit, but you actually do the emotion part of it in there in regards to why a person might be afraid. Why do you think, and I'm going to use women more than men, why do you think so many women hold themselves back from an opportunity based on whether or not they can handle the good stuff that's supposed to happen? I mean, it'd be different if it was bad stuff was the alternative if you succeed, but it's usually good stuff. You're getting paid. You're getting your face out there. You're getting recognition, things of that nature. You know, because I've always been that person. It's like, well, yeah, if you really don't want people to talk to you, if you don't really want people to see you, that's kind of the wrong thing to get into, right? So why do you think that's such a hang-up with so, and it's more women than men, of course, but why do you think that is?
Well, it goes back to the first point that I brought, lack of confidence, I believe, because, remember, women are more emotional than realistic, and men are more realistic than emotional. So I believe that it's within themselves. Like, I could use myself as an example. I've always been very scared of the outcome, and I've never been like, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this and I'm going to be determined to do this. Me, I always think about, oh, my God, like, it's not going to go through because I'm going to mess up, or I'm not going to do it right, or I'm going to stumble on my words, or I'm not going to know what to say. And they let their emotions get in the way of endless possibilities, because I believe that every day, you know, we have 24 hours in a day. And I believe if Beyonce and Jay-Z could come out with a CD overnight and just throw it out there like the way they did, why can't we? We have the same 24 hours they do.
See, I'm going to stop you right there. I was going to say you kind of solved the puzzle that I've had for 7 years, but then you said something that I've actually used also. What excuse do you have? You have someone like Beyonce, who is the female equivalent of, you know, James Brown or whatever you want to say, but as far as examples for women, what's the excuse when she can do that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might not have Beyonce money, but you have the drive and the skill to put something together. But the first thing you said is that emotions is the driving force of why someone might not do it. That's an answer that I've been looking for, because I've always been questioning that. Why do you have a one and done? They do that one thing and then they quit. You never hear from them again. They vanish off the face of the earth. And I think you've actually answered the question. I'm glad this show is being recorded, because I'm definitely going to replay this one. You answered it in a way that makes so much sense. Okay, so I'm really happy that you brought that up. I want to be able to have you on a little bit longer, but I actually do have another caller. But I'm going to say this, Jason Lee, I'm very happy that you were able to call in tonight. I'm very excited about some of the things you're going to be doing. I'm going to be hitting you up later this week, of course, as far as setting up your mini movie and whatnot. And you already heard it, you might be on a TV show as well at the same time. So everybody's listening in. You know, if you really do want something to happen, all you got to do is push just a little bit, and it will. Jason Lee, I'm going to let you go for now, but continue listening to the show, okay?
All right, I definitely will. Thank you, Chris, for having me. Everybody have a good evening.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Jason Lee LeBron, everybody. She's in Cape Coral, Florida, and, you know, that area is not the biggest area in the world, but it doesn't mean that you can't do what you want to do if you want to do it. I'm going to go ahead and bring in the next caller as I wait for one more guest caller. I have a lot of callers today. It's great. Hold on one moment. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. What's up, Chris? It's Sheeta.
Oh, wow. See, everybody's throwing me off on these different numbers. See, Sheeta, I had a list of numbers of all the people who are going to be calling, which I technically don't even really do sometimes. But tonight I thought I should, just because what if all y'all do call in? I ain't going to know who it is.
I threw you for a loop.
Yeah, so you just messed me all up. I was about to hang up on you. No, I'm just stuck. let me do this. Sheeta, go ahead and introduce yourself real brief to the audience. Let them know who you are and where you're from.
Well, hello, everybody listening on air tonight. In brief, I am an artistic and hyperactive young woman erratically searching for a way to constantly excrete art. I do a little modeling, jewelry making, sewing, fashion design. I just launched a new shop on Etsy. You can find it at etsy.com/shop/HavaBindi, and HavaBindi is spelled HavaBindi.
You should see me sitting here right now. I'm like, this girl was not even playing with her intro this time, huh? First time on my show. All right, so now that we know who you are, what do you think about the subject? Hopefully you've been able to hear some of the other callers. What is your take on why people are afraid of doing well, being successful? What do you think?
I definitely agree with what Troy said earlier, as well as what Jay had said. You have to rise above the individuals that don't believe in your dreams. Negativity is something that should never be tolerated. Take all criticism, pardon me, constructively, but pick yourself back up and move on. I also believe that people are often in fear of success because of the simple fact that along with success comes responsibility, and with responsibility comes difficult decisions as well as the complications of compromise. People are afraid to give up their simple pleasures in favor of difficult things that might not necessarily lead to success. But as I say, if you never try, you'll never know.
Y'all just doing it tonight. Okay, so let me ask you this, the real deal question. Is there anything that can fix it?
Is there anything that can fix a fear of success?
Mm-hmm.
Only failing enough times until you finally succeed.
And there it is. Because, again, if you're not afraid to fail, you would think by default you would try enough to succeed. But if you're afraid to succeed from the get-go, you're probably not going to try that much. Even though you have examples of people who have succeeded, and I bring up an analogy in regards to the lottery, most people know the odds are against you right off the jump from any standpoint of playing the lottery. And even though they know how many people have failed, you have all these people who still will pay their $2 or $4 or $100 worth of tickets and still play, even though they probably know they are going to fail.
And there's always a winner, every time.
There's always somebody wins. You know, we might not agree with, you know, how old they are, or, you know, I'm not going to go there because I'll get in trouble on the radio here. But you know what I'm saying. So it's one of those things. It's like, you know, if you get that opportunity to go to an audition, if you get that opportunity to shoot with somebody, if you get that opportunity to interview for that job that you actually do want, you think you can get, what is holding you back? There's people who don't show up for job interviews because they get so flustered about, well, dang, I don't know if I can really handle making $150,000 a year. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Right? There's going to be some things I know you're going to be doing soon. I'm happy to have you on the air because
thank you.
I know I'm going to – there goes my 90-second call. But I'm excited to be able to also work with you as I am with Jay Salee and some others. Run people by, again, some of the things that you do. I know you mentioned one of your websites. Throw that out there one more time for the audience.
The website I just launched is my little jewelry shop. It's at Etsy.com. That is Etsy.com/shop/HavaBindi. And HavaBindi is spelled HavaBindi.
Cool. And one thing I will do is I'll get with you and I'll make sure I do a nice little article for you and get that posted on my website as well. So thank you for calling in, Sheeta. I hate to let you
go. Thank
you, Chris. But definitely, I'm hoping that you get to call in next time, okay?
I'll do my best to.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Well, folks, that is the show for tonight. I'm hoping y'all enjoyed it. I'm going to do another episode real soon. But until then, this is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, signing off.